Hey there, welcome to Elside Demon Daily. I'm Ben Olson, that's Nathan Fox. We're the founders of ElsideDemon.com and our weekly podcast, Thinking LSAT. We have an email here from Jay.
It says, why does LSAT Demon's scholarship predictor seem more generous than LSAC's design? And we have a link here. Search for law schools, LSAC official guide, the Law School Admission Council. Jay continues, some schools through LSAT Demon's scholarship predictor give scholarships, whereas through LSAC, it delivers a 5% chance of acceptance. Thanks, Jay.
Okay. An example would be nice.
Right. I would love to see the one school or whatever school you're thinking about where this happens, but let me just put in a, I'll do a random, let's say you're a 3.5 UGPA.
Yep.
And a 170 LSAT.
Okay.
And let's narrow it down somewhat. Let's say I want to go to school in California. So all I'm getting now is a percent chances of admission. It says Berkeley 7%. Davis, no likelihood of admission details provided. So what? Irvine, no likelihood of admission details provided. So it seems like some schools are not participating in this. You know, we've built the scholarship estimator. Again, that's LSATdemon.com/scholarships. I would encourage you to play with LSAC's tool, but also play with our tool. Our tool is based on public data. So we look back at the last year's 509 data, which gives LSAT, GPA, and scholarships for all applicants at all schools.
Yep.
And we base our estimates on that data. I have no idea what this is based on. Is there a frequently asked questions or something here? Like, where do we know where this even comes from? Oh, here we go. Results for the UGPA/LSAT search are computed using a proprietary logistic regression model employing fall 2021 full-time application and admission data as reported by all ABA approved schools. It is a year out of date, right? Because we're using the 2022 data now.
Yeah.
The results presented represent approximately a 95% probability that an applicant to a particular school for fall 2021 would have had the stated percentage likelihood of admission. So they're saying there's a 95% chance that you would have a 7% chance at Berkeley in the fall of 2021 with your 3.5 and your 170.
Okay.
Logistic regression assumes certain statistical patterns in the data and may slightly over or under represent the actual probability of admission of an applicant to that year's class if those patterns were not uniformly present. For instance, this model might overstate the probability for admittance for applicants just under the lowest score that a school accepted in 2021, and it might underestimate the probability for admittance for applicants who are just above that score. What they're doing there is they're acknowledging that schools are really interested in their medians, and that the regression analysis might not understand that a 169 and a 170 can be dramatically different at some schools.
Hmm.
I don't know.
Okay.
Anything more about this? I don't know that we can really comment very much. I guess we could continue to play with the estimate. I'm seeing is that there's lots of schools that don't even participate. So that,
yeah,
that seems weird. I don't know why that's the case.
I hate the format of this, but anyways,
it needs to be a list instead of these squares. Like that. Yeah. Okay.
But okay. So what I did is I took your 3.5 and your 170 and I restricted the search to California. I did sort by likelihood, low to high. The first school listed is Berkeley, which has a 7% likelihood of admission according to LSAC's calculator. I have done the same thing in the scholarship estimator. I put in a 3.5, I put in a 170, I unchecked URM and in-state, and then I put California in the search box, which will then limit us to only California schools.
Nice.
Yep. So now that we have this sorted from low admission likelihood to high admission likelihood, we're starting with Berkeley, at least on their chart, which 7%, right? And yep. I look at the scholarship estimator. It has Stanford, which is above that. So Stanford isn't even on this list, apparently. And then UC Berkeley is next. And it says that your scholarship chances are unlikely. That's the lowest probability you can get in the estimator. So that seems consistent with a 7% likelihood of admission.
What's it say for Hastings? Because Hastings is giving a 52% likelihood of admission with a 3.5 and a 170. That seems low to me, by the way.
Oh, I was looking for Hastings, but it's been updated to UC San Francisco.
Yeah.
In the estimator, and it's saying more than half likelihood of getting a scholarship or a scholarship for more.
That does seem like a discrepancy there, but I can't imagine somebody with a 3.5 and a 170 getting denied by Hastings.
52% likelihood of admission?
That doesn't seem right to me.
That doesn't seem right.
Their regression seems that something about that seems bad because Hastings is just not that prestigious. Their acceptance rate at Hastings is 29%. So
yeah,
they do reject 71% of all applicants, but their 50th percentile LSAT is 160.
And their 75th
Their 75th percentile is 163. So 170 is obviously blowing them out of the water on LSAT terms.
Yeah.
And grade wise, 3.5 is just kind of barely below their 50th percentile of 3.6. Yeah. I'm not sure that a single applicant has ever applied with a 3.5 and a 170 and got denied by this school. So they might need to tweak their model a little bit. I just don't see how that's possibly accurate.
It's almost like they got too lost into the weeds of like probabilities and so forth.
They did like a more sophisticated analysis, which then made it wrong instead of our like relatively straightforward analysis.
Well, it doesn't give weight to the LSAT and GPA in the way that it probably realistically should. Like you said, there's these cliffs, right? And we've seen that in law school data or law school numbers. What's the name of that website?
LSD.org.
As soon as you go over the median, that means a lot to them. As soon as you go above their 75th percentile, that means a lot to them. And so that's, the cliffs that aren't reflected in a statistical analysis.
So another thing that I'm noticing here that seems strange is that, 3.5, 170, that's a good but not great applicant. It's kind of a splitter. 3.5 is a little low for most law schools. 170 is high for most law schools. But what I'm seeing here is it's single digit chances at Berkeley, USC, UCLA.
Yeah.
And then it immediately goes up to 52% at Hastings. That's the only one that's even in the middle, by the way.
Yeah.
And then it's 90% at Loyola, 95% at California Western, Chapman, Golden Gate, McGeorge, University of San Diego, University of San Francisco, Santa Clara, Southwestern, and Western State, which 95%. I mean, like the only way you get rejected by any of those schools with those numbers is if your application has like major red flags in it.
Yeah.
So that really is 100% unless you're an insane person. And where are all the schools in the middle? That seems very bizarre to me that there would be one out of these 14 schools where you would be like an even, like anywhere between 9% and 95%.
Yeah.
So this model, somehow their regression is spitting out some real weird numbers. I'm not a mathematician. They could be doing it technically correct, but the outcome there is not. I just don't think it comports with reality.
Yeah. It's not to say that the estimator is perfect by any means either.
No.
It's just an estimator based on last year's data, but we do take the numbers that you give us, your LSAT and your GPA, and we plug them into the index formula published by the schools, and then we rank you compared to other applicants at that school. Pretty straightforward.
Yeah. I'd love to know more about this. Please email daily@lsatdemon.com if you have any information about this. But yeah, I would like to know more about this tool.
Thanks, Jay. Email daily@lsatdemon.com if you'd like to ask us a question or share some LSAT or law school admissions news. Thanks for listening.